I thank God for an opportunity that I had to lead in a prayer at a rally for the president, and 4,000 people attended that rally and got to share, also got to meet some leaders in our country backstage and got to talk to them, and they asked me to pray for them, and I appreciated that, got to witness for Christ, and also to meet the president and to talk to him and get a picture with him. He asked me to get him votes. He said, "Pastor, can you get me votes in your church?" And, you know, he was focused on that. He knew he needed to get votes to fight against the New World Order and the globalist machine. And he's really become more aware of these things. And I am thankful for that we see in this second term. And I remember coming back and asking Deacon Bob to help spearhead having a table back there, helping get people that would vote the right way. And he did a great job for that, probably got 200 votes. And you know what? Bob is getting rewarded, because Miss Angela, you're going too, right? And your kids going to the White House in May. Amen and amen. And who knows, they may get the president to see them. And what a blessing for a homeschool family from our church. But I believe God is looking at us and sees us. And tonight I want to give your pastor's perspective for you to thrive in 2025. And I want to encourage you tonight. And I want to have a church that has some discernment when it comes to world events. I don't want you to be ignorant. I see so many Christians and pastors, they don't know their head from a cotton picking hole in the ground when it comes to discernment of what is going on in our country. And they just don't really teach their people to have discernment. And that's a sad thing, because we live in a Republican government. And I don't mean capital R, I mean small R. Representative, Republican means representative government. And we have a Democratic constitutional Republican government, and we need to know and have discernment if we're going to have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, if the people don't know what's going on. And so many people are manipulated. The Jewish people were manipulated by the Pharisees and by the Sadducees and by the governing leadership. They were manipulated. One moment they were praising the Lord and saying, "Hosanna, you know, Messiah," throwing down the palm. The next minute they were saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." And so we don't want to be manipulated by the news media. So I want to give the pastor's perspective on how you can thrive in 2025. And if you've been to our church for any length of time, you will know that I have led the church to pray for and believe God concerning God's anointing of Donald Trump to be used to free the United States from a dragon-empowered globalist beast, New World Order, that has all but swallowed up the United States in order to bring our country into Satan's one world mark of the beast system over the whole earth. And I believe just at the last possible moment, we have had the opportunity to delay, listen to me, the devil's timeline for the one world government, in order so that we can have a window and an opportunity, you see, to carry out the Great Commission and do the great work that God has given us to do in a free country. And we have said that we are to live peaceable lives. We're to pray for us to be able to live peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. And I believe God has heard that prayer and answered us, because eventually the Bible says that this beast system under the beast will conquer the earth. John saw that in AD 96 on the Isle of Patmos, and John wrote about that one world globalist system in Revelation 13, 1 and 2. Here's what he said. He said, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns." He saw this beast. "And upon his heads the name of blasphemy." And he says, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard." And I believe that leopard is the German-led European Union. You know, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, he talks about these beasts that come out of the Sea of Nations. And the beast that was the leopard had four wings. And I believe Germany has had three Reichs. Hitler was the third Reich. You've heard of that. And there's going to be a fourth Reich when the German nation is going to lead the EU. You know, Hitler wanted to conquer Europe and the world. And he wasn't able to do it. God stopped him. But it's going to be through the European Union. That's going to be the final beast empire. That's going to be the revived Roman Empire. And it talks about this in this global system in Revelation 13. He talks about the leopard. And Germany has the leopard tank. And the leopard is the blitzkrieg warfare Germany has been known for. And that was the beast. And then his feet, the feet of this one world empire government, were as the feet of the bear. And you know who the bear is. The bear is obviously Russia. And the beast, one world government, will have the mighty Russian bear as part of it. His mouth is the mouth of a lion. You know the lion, that is the British Empire and the Anglo-American Empire. And the mouth is because the English language is the language of the people of the world. Everybody knows English. And so that's going to be the mouth of this. And do you know that England is so involved in sin, it's pathetic right now. And they're doing the work of the globalists. They're doing the wicked work. And the European Union working together with England to bring about a globalist government. And wicked people like George Soros have sway over this. And so the mouth of the lion, and that's going the way of the world. And then it says the dragon gave him his power. Of course, the dragon is Satan himself. But who does Satan influence, and what nation is known for a dragon? Well, you know it's China, and China has great influence. I truly believe that China worked with the England and the European Union, wicked England and the European Union, very wicked, and worked with them to try to launch the COVID virus, you know, the virus in 2020, in order to defeat Donald Trump and destroy it and his work. And so China was working with the globalists. By the way, China was working with the globalists and with the Clintons, and the Clintons gave them our technology. And China developed that technology, but now they've double-crossed them, and they're in competition with them. So sometimes they help Europe, and sometimes they help the globalists in the United States, and sometimes they work against them. But the bottom line is that eventually Satan is going to take over the entire world, and the entire world will be a one-world government under the beast, who I believe will be a man that will be a former beast empire ruler come back from the dead. I personally believe it'll be Adolf Hitler. I believe he's coming back. And so I'm just saying that I don't appreciate it when people don't have any ability to discern what Satan is doing, the mystery of iniquity that's working. And I believe firmly that God has raised up and anointed Donald John Trump to be a Cyrus-like figure to delay Satan's globalist one-world government. Isaiah 45, verse 1 says of Cyrus, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gate shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which calleth thee by thy name. I am the God of Israel." And Cyrus, you know, was raised up to defeat great kings and to be a friend of Israel. And Cyrus was the ruler of the Persian Empire that defeated the Babylonian Empire that had held Israel captive for 70 years. And Cyrus gave the nation of Israel their money to go back to the land and to go back and rebuild their temple. And I believe that God has raised up Donald Trump to be a friend to Israel in the last days. He was born the same year that Harry Truman was president, and Harry Truman caused Israel to be recognized by the United Nations as a nation among nations in 1948. And just like Harry Truman was a friend of Israel, Donald Trump has been raised up to be a friend of Israel and to bless the United States of America and to go against the globalists. How many heard Donald Trump talking about the globalists lately? He never talked about the globalists in his first term, but now he's talking about the globalists. He sees and he recognizes them. You notice all of his cabinet are going against the globalists. Cash Patel, head of the FBI, going against the globalists, you see. Going against James Comey, who's a friend of the globalists, a wicked man. That's part of this one world government that wants the United States to be part of it, you see. Putting in Pam Bondi over the DOJ against Merrick Garland, who was over the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, that used lawfare in order to persecute people in the United States and go against Donald Trump. And so I'm just so thankful for God anointing a president that sees these things and is taking a stand. Do you know he talks about Cyrus having the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places? Do you know that the United States is the richest nation on earth as far as the resources of natural gas and oil? And the globalists have it so that we couldn't use our oil reserves in Alaska. And they've got it so that it was all had us dependent on Saudi Arabia for oil. We should be energy dominant. We should be energy independent. And under Donald Trump, we were going that way. But as soon as they stole the election, by the way, they stole the election from Donald Trump in 2020. God let it happen because now he's the wiser for it. And he's going to come back and do more than he ever did. But they stole the election, and right away they stopped the drilling. They stopped us from having the pipeline and using the oil in Anwar. And Donald Trump got in here again in 2024. He won the election, and he's talking about drill, baby, drill. I like it. And so I'm just saying that Donald Trump is like Cyrus, and he's getting these treasures from the darkness and the hidden riches in secret places that he is getting. And what a wonderful thing that is. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But I'm just saying, in October of 2016, I preached on Isaiah 45. By the way, Isaiah 45 is talking about Cyrus. Cyrus is a Trump-like figure anointed by God to be a friend of Israel. And do you know that Israel has a coin that they minted with Cyrus on one side and Donald Trump on the other side? And what a blessing that is. And, you know, in 2016, October, I preached about that and said, I believe that God was raising up Donald Trump, that he was going to be the 45th president of the United States. And Isaiah 45 talks about it. Anybody remember that when I preached on that? Amen. And God did it. God did it. And he became the 45th president of these United States. And I said at the time, I said, interesting, Cyrus would loose the loins of kings. That basically means that he would cause great leaders to defecate in their pants. That's what it means to loose the loins of kings. In other words, they would be afraid of Cyrus. And I said that I believe Donald Trump is raised up so that these great leaders in the world that are ungodly and are doing their thing, that they would be afraid of Donald Trump, because the name Donald means world ruler, and the Donald means the world ruler. And do you know what? I believe he is raised up to bring down these globalist rulers. You know, the most wicked people in the world are the enemy from within, those people that are involved with NATO, the European Union, and those in the United States that want us to be part of this conglomerate of NATO and the European Union, or I call them the Western globalists. They're more wicked than Russia, by far, and Putin. They blame Putin, but they used Ukraine as a satellite for their power and the wicked things that they were doing, developing in the Ukraine and using the Ukraine to develop bioweapons and all of these things, laundering money through Ukraine, giving all this American tax money to Zelensky, and a lot of that money he got himself. And these people are working together to do a lot of wicked things. And so Donald Trump, the word Donald means world ruler, and the Donald means the world ruler. Trump means to get the better of in a public way. And you know what? It seems like no matter how many ways they tried to stop Trump, that they kept losing. And he kept getting more popular. And he kept getting stronger. And they tried to take him out by impeachment, by phony impeachments, Russian collusion when they were spying on him and Comey was working with them in his wickedness and all of that, and it didn't work. And then they tried to take his money. That didn't work. They tried to put him in jail. That didn't work. They tried to take him off the ballot in Colorado and throughout different places to stop him, and that didn't work. They just could not defeat him. I believe God was anointing him and fighting for him. I believe God heard our prayers and put Donald Trump in there. And I don't know if you remember, but throughout this time, I said I believe 2 Chronicles gives us a timeline of what God is doing. And I would like you to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 for a moment tonight. And I want to just read to you 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I want to say this These verses seem to me to be a timeline for 2020 and Donald Trump coming into power, God putting him into power, I believe, to push back the enemy's timeline for the one world government. I believe the goal of the globalists was to have their one world government in place by 2030. And Donald Trump has been raised up to upset that timeline and to push it back. And notice in verse 16 and 17 of 2 Chronicles, I'll read those verses, chapter 20, 2 Chronicles 20, 16 and 17. I believe that's a timeline for 2016 and 2017. It says there in verse 16, "Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel." Then verse 17 says, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." You know, in 2016, Donald Trump went against the globalists. He won against Hillary Clinton and all of her crookedness. And he made the crooked way straight, and Hillary was defeated. 2017, Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 45th president of the United States. And here you have Jehoshaphat being told by the prophet of God to go up against the Ammonites and the Moabites and the Edomites, and that he would have the victory. And indeed, they did have the victory. And then it says, if you read 2020, look at 2 Chronicles 20:20. I'll read it there. It says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And I remember 2020, Donald Trump was defeated by a stolen election. He got more votes than anybody in history. He got way more votes than he did in 2016. And it just so happened that Biden, who was in his basement, got so many more votes than that. Isn't that interesting? It's all going to come out. It was fraud. And I said, when that happened, let's believe God's going to give Donald Trump the victory. God's going to put Donald Trump back in. Now, I didn't know it would take 4 years to do it. I didn't know the timeline, but God knew it. Amen. And I just said, let's believe God that he's going to do it. Let's pray. And we began to pray and we began to fast on Monday nights in 2020 when the election was stolen in November. And we said, just keep praying and pray. And we prayed and prayed and we prayed for about a month, I guess it was, over a month. And it got to the point where I said, okay, God has heard us. We don't need to keep meeting on Monday and praying. God has heard us. Little did I know it would be 4 years later that God would put Donald Trump back into the White House. But we believe God, and he did it. And that's where we are today. Thank God for that. And then notice in 2022, look at 2 Chronicles 20:22. It says there, "And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord," when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, "set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. Isn't it interesting that they had Biden and they backed Biden, and then they went against Biden and decided he couldn't do it, and so they backed Kamala Harris. But some people backed Biden, and they began to, it was like the Democrats, the demon rats, I call them. They couldn't mount a victorious campaign, and they were defeated, and they destroyed each other, and Donald Trump won a great victory. Look at 2024, which is when he won. It says that when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were what? Dead bodies, fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And so the Ammonites and the Moabites fought against the Edomites, then they fought against one another, and Israel won a great victory. But they didn't have to shoot anybody. They didn't have to fight. And there were people that said, we need to fight. We need to get a civil war against these people. They've stolen the election. And I said, no, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I said, you're not going to have to fight. Believe what God is saying here that happened in the days of Jehoshaphat. I don't believe we're going to have to fight. And the victory was won in 2024. And Donald Trump got in there. They tried to kill him. They couldn't defeat him. They couldn't kill him. Thank God for that. And where are we today? I believe we're in 2025. Isn't it 2025? And I want you to see what it says in 2 Chronicles 20:25. I'll read it. It says, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And I want to just say two things tonight on this message, your pastor's perspective for you to thrive in 2025. I believe that God Almighty, just like he gave the victory to Israel and Jehoshaphat over the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites, I believe God has given us a great victory over the globalist, over the deep state, and over the shadow government that has controlled the United States really since World War II. And Eisenhower warned about it, and they assassinated Kennedy. And I believe that the presidency of Donald Trump is the greatest, most significant presidency in the United States since George Washington. Since George Washington, you are living to see it happen. God Almighty has done this. And Christians and pastors that don't see this, they don't have prophetic discernment. They don't know about the signs of the times. But I know about them, and I'm going to talk about them, and I'm going to tell my people about them, and I'm going to say, you're living in historic times. You're living in times when God has given you the opportunity to thrive in 2025, just as it says here that happened to Jehoshaphat and his people. It said they came to take away the spoil of them. They found in among them abundance both of riches and dead bodies, precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves. I am sick and tired of the wealth and the blessing of the United States being used by the globalists. They have stolen from this country because they don't believe in nationalism. They don't believe in the United States. They believe in a one world government. And they want to take that for themselves and rule over the world for themselves. And God has said, I'm going to raise up Donald Trump to give it back to the people. Give it back to the United States. And I believe back to God's people, so that we can serve God with it. And I'm thinking of Donald Trump. He got into to power, and he had Elon Musk head up along with Vivek Ramaswamy, but Elon Musk became the primary leader in this thing, in something called DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. Have you been following it? Billions and billions of dollars that have been wasted. And it is amazing that they're going. And they're going to these federal judges, these wicked men who are trying to stop this from going on. Billions and billions of dollars that have been going on. And Elon Musk has been giving that money back to the people of the United States. And what a wonderful thing it is, because we see all the money that has been wasted in all of these things, and Elon Musk has been discovering these things, and Donald Trump has been saying, you know, billions here and billions there and billions being wasted here, and it's all coming back. Do you know, I believe in the next 6 months that the American people will probably be getting a check for $5,000. If you paid taxes, if you paid income tax, because they've been taking your taxes and bringing people illegally into this country and giving them free Obama phones and putting them up in hotels, in these beautiful hotels, and paying for their medical care and everything else, and stealing from the American people. And do you know what they've been doing in doing that? How do they do that? They just print more money. Just print more money to give these people. Well, what does that do? That makes food prices go up. That makes energy prices go up. They killed all these chickens, and that made egg prices go up. And they're doing this inflation. Well, I'll have you know, since DOGE has been bringing this money back to the American people, billions and billions of dollars, it's going to be trillions of dollars. I am telling you, we haven't had a balanced budget for a long, long time. And I believe the budget is going to be balanced. These people do not want that. But I believe the budget is going to be balanced in the United States of America. DOGE is a wonderful thing that is going on, and God is blessing it, and it's going to bring. And have you noticed the egg prices are going down? The gas prices are already going down. Have you not? You haven't yet begun to see what is going on, and God is blessing. And we're going to get our oil back. We're going to get our natural. It's not going to go to the OPEC people, the Arab people, all these. It's going to go to America. And by the way, people say, well, wouldn't Jesus have people come across the border? Wouldn't he just have? No, Jesus is not for globalism. Right. You read the book of Revelation. What are you, prophetically ignorant? God is against it. You read Genesis 10 and 11. Right. God is against a one world government. He stopped it under Nimrod. Yep. God says, I want borders. I want language. And I'm glad for Trump making executive orders saying English is the official language of the United States. He said, I want nations with official languages, borders, and their own distinct nation. That's what Jesus is for. He is not for this illegal immigration. This is against the Bible, Genesis 10 and 11, and Revelation 13 and Revelation 17. Read your Bible. And I'm just saying, God has raised this up. And I am so glad for tariffs. I am so glad for tariffs that Donald Trump has come up with tariffs. You say, what are tariffs? Well, you see, we trade with other nations and they charge us tariffs so that they may charge us 100%. so that we can't sell our cars in certain nations because they'll charge us 100 and 200% tariff. And all Trump is saying is, you charge us 100% tariff, we'll charge you 100%. You do it to us, we'll do it to you. And what is his goal? Have no tariffs. But only if you stop it. We'll do what you do. It's called reciprocal. And so he is brilliant in doing that, and God raised that up. And you've heard of the Internal Revenue Service. How many have heard of the Internal Revenue Service? Well, under these globalists, under Obama, for instance, they had a lady over the Internal Revenue Service called Lois Lerner. How many remember Lois Lerner? I haven't forgot Lois Lerner. Obama's chief in over the Internal Revenue Service. That means bringing in the income tax. And Lois Lerner, under Obama, persecuted Christians. Right. Audited them and took from them their taxes and persecuted conservative groups. Well, when they discovered that, they said, we want to look into the files, and the Congress subpoenaed the files that Lois Lerner had. Do you know what she did to her files? The same thing that Hillary did. Bleach-bitted them, got rid of them. Oh, they don't exist anymore. And so they were never able to get in. And I remember that and thinking about that and thought, who's going to defeat this globalist regime that is so crooked over this country? But that's what Lois Lerner did. And then under Biden, you know what the Internal Revenue Service did? They expanded the Internal Revenue Service to go after Americans again. And they gave them guns. Guns, while they said take away guns from American citizens, give it to the Internal Revenue Service under Obama. By the way, I say under Biden, it was not Biden, it was Obama. We're now seeing even the signatures were not Obama's, were not Biden's signature, they were Obama's signature. Why? Because he kissed up to the globalists and worked with the globalists. And I am just saying to you, thank God that God raised up Donald Trump. And not only Doge to find out all the money they were stealing from the American people and all the energy that they were stealing from the American people, but even they were using the Internal Revenue Service to steal from the American people while Hunter Biden got his privileges and so forth and so on. And I'm just saying, thank God, I believe that that money, that $5,000 that's going to be given to people that pay taxes, and I believe you'll see it happen within the next 6 months, is really owed because it was stolen money. And I want to say another thing. I believe Donald Trump will accomplish within a certain amount of time $150,000 or more that Americans make. They will not pay any income tax. You say, why not? They're now having, instead of the Internal Revenue Service, they're having the External Revenue Service. How many saw that? That is what our founding fathers wanted, to tax other nations rather than to tax the American people. In fact, the whole income tax is crummy. It's a crummy system. And I believe God is not done with America. God is not done with America, and he has raised that up while these globalists brought in all of these people illegally, and you saw all the money that was wasted. And by the way, Donald Trump, no tax on tips, I believe we'll see it, and no tax on Social Security, and praise God for that. And how about all this money that was stolen through USAID and the people that ran these giveaways, like John Podesta, one of Hillary's cronies, and John Podesta siphoned off for himself. Do you know how much money? $350 billion for this man. And these people were doing this and getting away with it. but God has blessed us. And look at 2 Chronicles 20:25 again. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them, listen to this, abundance. How many have followed the abundance that has been stolen? Billions here and billions there. And I could catalog it all, but I hope you're following it. Doge has been bringing it out. Elon Musk has been bringing it out. And the president has appointed him to do that. Why? Because he wants the money back to the American people. And what a blessing that is. And it says that they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering. You say, Pastor, why do you say this? Because I believe God's going to bless America. And when he blesses America, you should not hoard it for yourself.
Right.
You know, Jack Hiles, through his books and his publications, made millions and millions of dollars. But it didn't stick to him. It went through him. And when he went to heaven, that money was not in him. It had all been passed through him. That's what God wants. And that's what we need to see. And I'm just saying, your faith and your prayers help to put Donald Trump in the White House, help to defeat this globalist thing and push it back. I know it's not ultimately defeated, but the devil's timeline has been pushed back, and we have a new birth of freedom in America. It's like George Washington, who freed us from the British Empire, and without firing a shot, like it says, we have had this happen to us. And God has done this. And praise the Lord for it. I'm just saying that this is a wonderful thing. I believe that all this money, they brought in probably close to 20 million illegals into this country. 20 million. Put them up in sanctuary cities and hotels and giving them Obama phones, free health care, free food stamps, free housing, and all of this. And these people came in illegal. And what does that do to the people that came in legally? Legal immigration. It makes their sacrifice mean nothing. And thank God that that's ending under Donald John Trump. And God is blessing this country. And we're going to see such an abundance. Trump has called it a golden age. I believe that is exactly what we're going to see happen. And it's going to be such a wonderful time. You say, well, why is God doing this for the United States? I believe because God raised up the United States to be a friend of Israel. And by the way, have you noticed Trump is bombing the Houthi rebels? You know why he's doing that? Because, see, Iran is a wicked nation that wants to get rid of Israel. They're demonically led by devils. And they want to get rid of Israel. And they had Hezbollah, who Israel has pushed back and defeated. They had Hamas, who Israel has defeated after October 7, 2023. God did that. And now they're trying to use the Houthi rebels. And what are the Houthi rebels doing? They're firing and they're trying to stop free trade and free shipping. Iran is behind that. What is Iran doing? They're developing nuclear weapons. Why do they want nuclear weapons? They're going to launch them against Israel to destroy Israel. Have you noticed Donald Trump said, you either get rid of your nuclear weapons or we're going to stop you. Have you heard that? I believe that's of God. And Jeremiah 49 says there's going to be some kind of invasion. And it's going to cause a nuclear disaster in Iran. Because God is angry at that. You don't threaten Israel. And do that and vaunt yourself and think you can get away with it. I am saying that God has raised this up to return the wealth and I believe Israel is going to be greater. Israel, the United States is going to be great. I'm saying your pastor's perspective for you to thrive in 2025 is by God Almighty restoring to you the wealth that they have stolen from America and from Israel. And number two, by God bringing to justice those that have been stealing from you. And I want to read this verse, verse 25, this part of it. It says, with the dead bodies, which they stripped off for themselves. You say, what are the dead bodies talking about? I am talking about the people that have escaped justice for all these years. I'm talking about James Comey. He's going down. How about Epstein? They killed him in jail. And Bill Barr was one of these rhino Republicans that helped to cover it up, I believe. This is all going to come out. It's all going to come out. And the people on the Epstein list, the FBI covered that up from Pam Bondi, who's the new DOJ head. But Pam Bondi is not done. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. Cash Patel, it's going to come out. James Comey is going down. George Soros and all the wicked money and the DAs that he has, they're going to be found out. And George Soros is going to be dealt with. Bill Gates, who killed my father and killed a lot of other people, he's going to be found out along with his henchman, Fauci. Obama's going to be found out, and Obama will go to jail.
Good.
Mark it down.
Good.
Obama will go to jail.
Good.
It's all going to come out. I am saying to you, when it's all said and done, these people are going to be tried in military tribunals, and it will make the Nuremberg trial look like a Sunday school picnic. Do you hear me?
Yes.
With the dead bodies.
Amen.
And you say, I don't like that. Well, then you don't like God's justice. God is a God of judgment, my friend. God is a God of justice. And we have been praying for that. Clapper, Brennan, Comey, all of these guys over these agencies. I am so glad the Department of Education, all this money's been wasted in the Federal Department of Education. And what have they been teaching our kids? How to be trans people. How to be trans people. And they're teaching them all that. And our country spends more money on education than any other country. And we're one of the lowest countries as far as ability to have basic education. Donald Trump's getting rid of that. It's being cut. And it's going back to the states. And thank God, I believe that the private school, the home school, and the Christian school are going to thrive. And we'll get our money back. Instead, I pay all this money to the teachers' unions. Thousands of dollars every year. That's going to be broken up. I'm just saying, I am so grateful to God for what God has done. And you just continue to pray, but you be encouraged. God has put his man in there and his man, and you are going to see it. And the more they fight it, the more stupid they look. You saw him when he gave that kind of State of the Union message, how crazy they looked with their signs and their silliness. And they have no leadership, and they're fighting each other. Just like it says in 2 Chronicles 20, 22, 23, and now the result in 2025. And you can read about it even in 2027. And I'll wrap it up with that. It says, then it says they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. I am rejoicing of the victory Trump means to get the better of. And God has done it, my friend. You can rejoice in that, but use it. Use it to promote revival. Use it to promote soul winning. Use it to build the church, because God wants us to build churches. I believe He wants us to build, have a college that will train men in the local church to go out and plant churches in our Judea and to fill our Jerusalem and to do a great work for God. Oh, take advantage of it. You've got the freedom and the opportunity. God has given that to you. I mean, they served God when they were being put in jail in the book of Acts. But you've got the freedom. Wow, use it for God. You young people, you teenagers, do you realize what you've got? Something better than in my whole lifetime. I'm 75 years old. I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. It is absolutely incredible. And if we waste it, oh, what a shame. What a shame it is. Thank God for it. All right, let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed and every eye.